Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is Chris Easterlin of the Akron Beacon Journal, and he joins us now. Chris, how's it going?
Not too bad, Jake. How you doing?
I'm not doing bad at all. We got news today, right? It feels like it's been a bad offseason. If you're a Browns fan, it's just been negative news on negative news. Today was the first day where it really felt like a positive. We get Joe Bitonio back. We're feeling good. I do have to then throw in the wrench, though. Hey, do you think this is Joel Bitonio coming back on the idea of he's got one more year of his contract to play out and he's just coming back? Now, I don't want to say collecting a paycheck because that's not really Joel, but just coming back to finish things out. Or does this maybe have to do with something that the Browns are selling and that they're going to be competitive, potentially linking in with Miles? Which side of that are you on?
Maybe a little bit of combination of both. I mean, Joel obviously, you know, has said multiple times that, you know, he doesn't want to go, and he didn't want to go out, you know, kind of the way he went, you know, with last year being that lasting, kind of that lasting case from, the end of his career. But, you know, he also, you know, the years wear on and the bumps and the bruises, the aches and the pains, I know it was a tough decision for him, but, you know, at the end of the day, you know, he decided that he was up for it. I'm sure, you know, he said, you know, there is 1 year left of my contract. And I don't look at that as collecting a paycheck. I look at it as a guy who, look, I signed a contract and I'm going to play out the contract and I'm going to, you know, do my obligation. But also I think there's a sense of, regardless of what he was told by management, I think he wants to do everything he can to not make 3-14 be the last thing, kind of on the resume, so to speak.
Yeah, that would definitely make sense. I mean, you don't want to finish out your career that way, especially the 11-year, now going into 12-year career that he's had. It just, I guess Jeremy Fowler was on with our morning show today, Chris, and he acknowledged the fact that he was in the minority, but said that he still felt there was a 40 to 50% chance that Miles could be back in Cleveland to start the year. And that was before the Joel news coming out. I'd imagine that you're probably somewhere lower on that list, but does this make any change? Is this any sort of type of sell to Miles? Or is this just, okay, Joel's back and those two situations are completely separated from each other in your mind?
I think they're kind of mutually exclusive, but I don't think it hurts. In terms of, you know, Miles sees another guy who he absolutely respects in that locker room, who, quite frankly, is, at least if you were talking about career accomplishments, standing in the league. I mean, Joel Bitonio, Miles Garrett is a certain Hall of Famer, I believe, you know, future Hall of Famer. Joel Bitonio is at least in the consideration. Now, there's a lot of guys, you know, that are ahead of him at that position, but he's certainly a guy who's going to get consideration, I imagine, at some point when his career is over for induction into Canton. So I think, you know, that's somebody that Miles respects, looks up to, you know, as somebody, you know, one of the older guys in the room. But in terms of decision for Miles, I don't think it has a small piece in it. That said, you know, I haven't necessarily thought that Miles is going to be moved. I really think this is a situation that we're talking about well into the summertime, maybe well into, you know, the end of August, beginning of September. There's nothing that's forcing the Browns to trade him. I mean, the salary cap hit, the finances, if you move him right now, would be, I mean, they would just be, you know, the salary cap hit would be massive, and it's untenable for them unless you're doing a complete teardown, which it clears they don't want to do. And for, you know, so, and Miles has no reason, and he said he's not going to sign a contract extension. I wonder how much Max Crosby's deal today maybe changes things. I don't know. I mean, that's just a question kind of to ask or wonder, contemplate. But, you know, it's just until there's games, I think the one side sees that they're really not bluffing. They will, you know, once there's reason to believe that there's no bluffing going on here, you know, Miles will miss games. The Browns will hold firm until, you know, they're willing, go ahead, sit out if you really believe that. And until you get to that point, I think we're just going to sit in the stalemate.
Hey, so then you would probably, and just reaffirming the idea that you just said it, though, we had a lot of names over the weekend sort of popped up as teams. The Eagles have been rumored since late last week. And then I know the Lions and Bills are multiple reports on both those teams, basically saying they'd give a haul. You would not consider that to be rumblings within the Browns building of potentially shifting and wanting to move on from Miles, but more so just the sort of smack in the forehead, duh, obvious decision of, yeah, of course teams want Miles.
Of course. I mean, that I think it's as much, you know, those, you know, people, you know, speculating, well, we're, you know, you're playing the game we always love to play. He's like, where's the, you know, we love to connect, you know, play trade master, you know, I'm going to play amateur GM. And it's like, what kind of deal could get from Baltimore, or, you know, not Baltimore, but like Buffalo or Detroit, you know, like you said. And it's just not happening because Andrew Berry, I think this is an area where they are holding firm. They're like, you have 2 years left on your contract. We are not going to get market value for you. And lastly, it's a $36 million cap hit. And we're not taking that on. They really believe that they can turn this around, and they can turn this around relatively quickly, specifically if they get the quarterback situation figured out. So, no, they're not taking calls, you know, and that's their firm stance right now.
Chris Easterling, Akron Beacon Journal, with us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You point out the quarterback position. Obviously been the stir of the town. Recently, following the combine, Shedeur Sanders has seen what feels like a drop in his stock. What do you chalk that up to as to why, following the combine, it drops the way that it does?
Because people have something to talk about between now and the draft.
That feels about right.
I'll be perfectly honest. Nothing has changed with this quarterback group since they haven't played a game in the last 2 months, most of these quarterbacks. Yeah, a few of them through, but certainly Cam Ward and Shedeur Sanders did nothing in Indianapolis in terms of playing the position of quarterback on the field that makes sense why suddenly, you know, opinions change, other than maybe people are just being more open with their opinions now compared to before. You know, they were kind of playing close to the vest before Indianapolis. and coming out, you know, the little more open. I don't know. I think it's all just part of this. These games that get played pre-draft and smoke screens and everything. And, you know, the Shedeur Sanders is the same Shedeur Sanders he was the beginning of the week as he was the end of the week. And the same with Cam Ward. I mean, they have looked at these people, these quarterbacks before. So, I don't know. I mean, look, it's still nothing's changed in terms of my opinion of this quarterback class. I don't like it. I'll just be upfront. I will be also willing to admit if I'm wrong and that Cam Ward turns into the next Patrick Mahomes or Shedeur Sanders turns into the next Joe Burrow. But at the same time, there's been years of film of these guys playing, and, you know, they are who they are, and I'm sure they'll develop and they're going to work on their games, but I don't just see these home run sure things in this group that, you know, maybe some other people see.
So then, with that being said, you don't like the quarterback class. The Browns are obviously up to their own interpretation of it. Where do you see most likely the Browns going quarterback at some point in this draft, assuming that you feel they do at some point go quarterback here? I felt that, by the way. I felt that. That is what I've been thinking about this quarterback class for the last few months is what are the Browns going to do, in a deep sigh.
Again, if it was me, I would, you know, the best situation would be Tennessee takes rolls the dice on Cam Ward, and the Browns take Abdul Carter at two, assuming the medicals come out. And they get the quarterback. They get, you know, somebody on day three. But tell me who they get next week, you know, starting next week. I mean, dude, that's the other piece of this. And I know they need a young franchise quarterback. I get that. But I don't think that young franchise quarterback's in this group, or it's not there to where a group of guys who need to win this year, Shedeur Sanders or Cam Ward, aren't saving your job. If you know, they're a couple of years away, I believe, from being that kind of quarterback. If they are to become that, so you know, there's just so many moving parts with this quarterback thing that, you know, I want to see what they do in the veteran market first before maybe something comes loose, comes free, and they get an answer there in the, you know, free agency or a trade or whatever, and maybe they can, you know, take it, you know, move on to a Jalen Milroe or a Jackson Dart or, you know, whomever, you know, in the second round or third round. But to be just be honest, they picked the wrong year to completely need to rework their quarterback room. It's not, but in all manners of trying to figure this out, it's not a good year to be in the market for one.
Yeah, no, it almost makes me feel like I'd rather have had DTR and PJ Walker take over for Joe Flacco last year, and Joe Flacco never be in the building. Because then it would have been, if you ended up with the number two pick, well, Jaden Daniels would have been on your doorstep. That would have felt really good, not whatever the Browns
are. Or, you know, whoever.
Yeah, I mean, right.
So, yeah, or, you know, next year, you could have held off to next year where, you know, now we'll see what next year's class turns out to be, but, you know, there are potentially better options next year, but this is the year they're in, and you know they went 3-14, so now they got to find a way to get themselves out of 3-14.
Well, hey, let's say they decide Cam Ward's the guy, and that's a decision that they come to. We've talked on the station for a couple of days about the idea that, sure, they could trade up to number one, and if you want that guy and he's truly, in your eyes, a franchise difference maker, you make that happen. I guess what I would ask you is, do you think it would take as much as like 2 and 33? That's one of the ideas I've seen thrown out there, that it would take trading pick 2 and then your next pick at 33 just to move up one spot, and if that was the case, is it worth it?
I think you need to throw something else in, probably. I would not this year's draft, but probably like I've seen some options for like the Giants to move from 3 to 1, and you know there's a 2026 third rounder mentioned along with the Giants third, first, and second this year. And if I'm Tennessee, I'm holding on to that pick until you're going to have to blow me away, because you hear again, this is all, it's early March, so what's true, what's not, who knows. But I mean, it sounds like Tennessee is intrigued by Cam Ward. They're in a position where they want to find, they really want to find an answer at quarterback. They're not happy with Will Levis. So Cam Ward, it sounds like they liked what they saw. So, I mean, they may just sit there and take the pick, and in order to pry it away, you're going to have to sort of kind of give them an offer they can't refuse. And so I think it's going to cost more than just 2 and 33. I think you're going to have to sweeten the pot a little bit. Now, whether it's one pick, two picks, I don't know. But my guess is it's going to take more than just a couple of picks.
Chris Easterly, Akron Beacon Journal, with us on the hotline. Chris, I'll get you out of here with this. Out of the four major free agents sitting there for the Browns right now, between Nick Chubb, Jed Wills, Elijah Moore, and Jameis Winston, who, if anyone, do you think has a good shot of coming back and being a Brown next year?
I'd go Nick, because I wonder what type of market Nick's going to have. And if the market doesn't really develop for Nick the way he hopes, maybe there's a pathway back to signing an incentive laden deal with back with the Browns. But after that, I'd probably go Nick one, Jed 2, Elijah 2, Jed 3, and Jameis 4 if I had to rank them. But, I'm not certain any of them are necessarily back on this team next year.
He's Chris Easterling of the Akron Beacon Journal. Chris, good talking to you. I look forward to doing it sometime soon. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Hey, thanks again. Thanks again for having me on, Jake.
Yep, absolutely. Again, I would have just assumed Myles Garrett, we're posturing here, right? We're posturing about Garrett. You're going to trade him at some point because that's the obvious thing to do. Players win in these scenarios all the time. But the more and more I hear, maybe that's just not the only case. Maybe, truthfully, we end up in a spot where you could potentially see Myles. I don't know, you're going to see him suit up in a Browns uniform, but Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski basically go, Hall of Famer getting traded? Yeah, no, not on my watch, because that's my job. I'm not going to just sign my own resignation papers and then play out the rest of this year with the idea that I'm just going to get fired at the end of it anyway. Yeah, I'd rather just hold on to you at that point and prove a point and see if you
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Eventually just give up. It's a dangerous game to play. I don't know that you want to play the game of resilience with a guy who's sitting on millions upon millions of dollars. Typically, if you want to compete for a championship, you're holding out to compete for a championship. I mean, we saw what Hassan Reddick do it last year until he was looking for money, not necessarily to get out of his own situation. But, hey, you don't want to give me the massive extension I want. I just won't play. The difference here is, though, that Miles, I think the Browns would find a way to get that man his money. It's just whether or not you actually decide to put pen to paper and whether or not you trust the Cleveland Browns to get you to a competitive spot within the next 2 or 3 years, which, of course, he's told you no. It'll be interesting to see, though, sort of what the Browns decide ultimately they want to do with it. I do think, again, it's just interesting to hear Chris's side of it and everybody's side. More and more, I hear it being split whether or not eventually the Browns go ahead and make the trade or whether or not they decide, no, we're going to keep this thing pretty much right here until we decide no. I did want to get to the point, though, in 216-474-0092. I truly believe this is the worst time of the year to sit here and to listen to NFL fan bases. I just think it's absolutely awful. Because the more and more you sit here, and as this time of the year rolls around, free agency starts to break, and you get, well, this player's being released. This slew of players isn't going to be there. And all of a sudden, DK Metcalf wants a trade. Listening to fan bases pins you into the hole of, oh, well, we could use DK Metcalf. Wouldn't DK Metcalf be nice here? No, Cleveland. DK Metcalf would not be nice. He would be nice here, but you're not getting him at $24 million, right? Every single name that pops up, this is the point where you listen to fan base and be like, oh, why didn't they go out and they get DK Metcalf? Okay, listen, this partially just stems from me probably being on social media too much and reading too many comment sections. I really need to stay out of comment sections. It does a number on my mental health. But it's just, it's ugly. It's absolutely terrible. You don't want to see that the Browns just going out and getting every single player. Yeah, sure, it'd be great if you got every single free agent. That's just not reality. The Browns are not going to be in the DK Metcalf sweepstakes. I'm sorry to break it to you. Any other player that probably gets thrown out the window. What's another big name that is already sort of rumored? Alex Kappa, I don't think anybody was really interested there. James Bradbury, probably not going to be in a James Bradbury stakes. You're not going to get everybody. Realize that. Jeremy Fowler, though, on the morning show, it did throw out a name that Browns fans expect to be available and threw out the possibility that maybe he's just not. Here we go.
A lot of people around the league have linked the Browns to Kirk Cousins. I feel like that certainly could happen. But what was surprising to me coming out of last week is how many people think that Atlanta will hold on to Cousins, just either out of pride or because the ownership wants to and doesn't want to just pay $90 million for one season and you hold on to him, or maybe somebody has an injury midseason where you can, or early in the year, or camp where you can get more of a draft pick in a trade for him, where people are desperate. But it seems to be their strategy is exactly what GM Terry Fontenot said publicly, that he doesn't plan on moving him or cutting him or trading him, which is shocking to a lot of people. But there's a sentiment right now that he is right, that he's not bluffing.
Now, I think this was probably quietly the biggest news of the day that we've gotten across the station and the biggest soundbite that we got to, because Jeremy Fowler putting this on the table. Like, we heard Mike Fontenot say it, and I saw the report, and it was kind of just a, sure, all right. We all know that eventually you're going to move off, and this is just you trying to get the most for him. But if the feeling around the league truly is that, no, at some point they're going to fall off of that, or excuse me, they're not going to fall off of that. They're truly going to sit there and say, no, we'll pay Kirk the bonus money. He's not going anywhere. Why would we? We still have Michael Penix on the same deal that we've had him on. And congratulations, we have one of the best backups in the NBA right now. Doesn't feel all that bad of a feeling if you were there. It's much different than what the Browns are certainly sitting at, where you have no starting quarterback and no backup. You could have two. The same reason that the Vikings are considering probably working out a one-year deal with Sam Darnold, because you could have two good quarterbacks between Darnold and J.J. McCarthy. But I think this just throws a wrench in Browns fans' plans. We talked about this a little bit last week, or maybe it was the week before. It all just sort of meshes together at this point. But truthfully, I think if Kirk is gone, Browns fans are going to be put into a predicament. I don't know if the Browns are. I'm sure that Kirk is on their radar. I'm not sure how much they're counting on him being there. But if Kirk is not going to be available, I have to imagine Browns fans are going to be thrown into a little bit of a conundrum of, where do we go? What are we doing next? Right? What is the next possibility that you turn to? Because ultimately, I think that's sort of the fail-safe for the Browns. That Kirk Cousins is going to be there, and that, at least if we don't hit on the guy in the draft, we're going to have Kirk, and Kirk's worked with Kevin. I think that's the safe option. And really, the most realistic option for the Browns is that he gets bought out, and you sign him for the veteran minimum at like $1.2 million, which is next to nothing. And you have him, and if he doesn't pan out for you, well, then it's great. We're paying him $1.2 million. It's not really hurting us. But if he's not there, you're talking about paying a full salary, something that puts the Browns in a bad spot financially to try to keep this thing on the tracks and be competitive, like, again, they continue to say they want to be. That makes this entirely difficult. And if they're going to hold on to him and play hardball in this game, and they're saying, why would we give him up? Well, we have him on the roster. Let's just pay him and keep him here. And if we want to start him, if Penix struggles, if Penix get hurt, then we're still sitting here with Kirk Cousins and life isn't all that bad. And maybe we can still win some football games. I mean, truthfully, when it comes to veteran quarterbacks, Kirk is sort of the bottom line. Like, there's a couple of names of guys that I like. Quarterback Big Board, which is coming your way in about 5 minutes. Like, you can look at the veteran quarterbacks. Like, Justin Fields is interesting. Sam Darnold, again, interesting. Even a Daniel Jones to me. But after that, that's where Kirk lands for me. You have three guys. Oh, by the way, Sam Darnold's going to be $30 to $35 million. Justin Fields could very well be like $20 million if you're naming him just to be the starter and paying him that way. Or you have Daniel Jones, which a lot of people wouldn't be in the same boat as me saying they have any confidence. So I'm just not sold that Browns fans are going to feel all that great with veteran options flying off the board, and you're left here wondering what you have to do. Browns fans really, really better hope that Terry Fontenot is bluffing and that he's not going to play hardball on this thing, and that he is just going to eventually cut Kirk, save the money, and let him be signed for a very cheap deal, because I do think that's the safest option available to you. 216-474-0092. Like I said, the quarterback big board coming your way at 8:40 as well. We'll get to get a grip at 9 o'clock. But I also want to get to, I brought up the possibility of flipping Shador and Cam Ward. I've come to a conclusion on the big board as well. That's up in about 5 minutes. It's Jake Volnick with the guys right here on The Fan. Oh, what a name we have for today. It's a guy that's gotten very familiar with a former Browns quarterback. That quarterback being Baker Mayfield. The quarterback on the list is back up in Tampa Bay. Good old Kyle Trask. This is going to be fun. Oh, Kyle Trask. What a guy. What a guy. I mean, listen, it's sad. I can tell you right now. Listen, if you couldn't have told by my tone of voice there, probably not going to end up very high. Probably not going to get to a great spot. But I'm surprised here in your little sneak peek. He doesn't end up dead last. He doesn't end up dead last on the board, but he's not far off. I mean, just downright, just no. One, I'm somebody who, as Kyle Trask was coming out in the draft a couple of years ago, deemed him basically a Kyle Pitts merchant, right? Like, just no. We're dealing with one of the best tight ends in college football and just lobbing the ball up to him and things were working. And then you go, you get drafted, by the way, a second-round pick in 2021. Second-round pick. And you go through and you say, well, a second-round pick is a lot better than, you know, some other options that we've been given. Yeah, it is, until you realize that in his 4 years in the NFL now, 3 years in which he's actually touched the field, he's thrown 11 passes, completed four of them for 28 yards. That sit well with you? That's something that feels good? Listen, and I think Liam Cohen is, we'll actually get to him coming up at 9 o'clock. He just finds a way to put himself in the conversation. But he's a good offensive mind. Clearly, the Buccaneers wanted him back to be the OC. Clearly, he's done well with Baker to make things successful in Tampa. And not even he's been able to make Kyle Trask work. Okay, Kyle Trask has been downright bad. Again, Kyle Pitts merchant, you have 11 completed passes, former second-round pick, to the point where the Buccaneers were coming up on a time of transition. Okay, no more Brady. We have Trask in the building. Let's go get Baker Mayfield. Let's make that change. We don't want to turn to Kyle. Kyle looks like a second-round pick. He's going to be a very well-detailed backup quarterback. He might just be one of those guys that hangs out in Tampa Bay for the entirety of his career. They're just like, yeah, no, we're comfortable with not having a different guy here. Let's just keep signing Kyle. We haven't had quarterback issues really pay a major issue, clearly, if you've thrown 11 passes, and 9 of them came in 2022. He's legitimately, in the last 2 years of football, attempted 2 passes in which he completed 1. 5-yard completion, pat on the back, Kyle Trask. I just, in no way am I even remotely considering him being on a roster. He might be like the third quarterback you sign if the Buccaneers said, no, we don't want him, which isn't going to happen. But if that was the case and they said they'll keep him away from us, sure. You can sign him as a backup. Apparently, he's doing very well at that. The Buccaneers have found no reason to get rid of him at this point. So I'm led to believe that he at least can fill a spot on the depth chart. It's a really good thing to say about a guy. Filling a spot on the depth chart is big. That is a good place to land. Overall, though, no. Absolutely not. We're not considering Kyle Trask. The list of names continues to slim. I would like to tell you that this is the worst name that we have left, and I think I'm ultimately correct in that saying. I don't know that anybody is truly worse than this, but he does not land a good ranking. He does not land overall in a good spot. So we're going to keep him right there. Or we're going to allow him to stand pat and sit pretty, sitting right at 28. Sure, would he fit into a Kevin Stefanski offense? Love to tell you yes. Don't know. Don't know. Haven't seen the kid play. And I'm not going back to college tape to tell you if he'd fit into an offense about a kid from 2021. For all I know, he's 50 pounds heavier. Actually, we know that he's not. But he could be 50 pounds heavier sitting in Tampa Bay right now, and we would be none the wiser. That could be muscle. That could be fat. He could look like me. He could look like pick your athlete. He could look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I don't know. Nor do I care to find out. Perfectly fine not having the answers to those questions. No Kyle Trask, landing at 28 out of 31, 32 eligible quarterbacks at this point. We're really coming up on the end. It's getting close. Tomorrow's going to be an interesting case where we get to a very interesting name that just came available, Gardner Minshew, and where he'll fall. We'll get my thoughts on Gardner as well a little bit. Not where he falls on the big board, but you'll get some thoughts on him coming around in the 10 o'clock hour. But I do have to address a question that we brought up yesterday about the big board, and that was whether or not we were going to waver at the top. That the quarterback big board rankings among the top would change with Cam Ward and with Shedeur Sanders, as all of the should drop conversation, as Nick and JP would put it, it goes around. That he's falling on draft boards. Everyone has Cam Ward basically put ahead of him. And where do we react on that? And I threw out the idea that maybe we just swap them. Maybe Cam Ward becomes the number one quarterback on the board. And we drop down Shedeur Sanders to number three. I've come to the conclusion that my answer on that's going to be no. And not just because I want to be stood in my ways, and not just because that I want to eventually feel like I have the chance to be proven right, or that's what makes the best content, is sticking firm on Shedeur Sanders, but truly because as we sit here and think about everything that's gone down, and Chris reaffirmed this idea as well when he joined us at 8, why should I believe any of the smoke coming out after the combine that teams are telling me, nah, I don't like what I'm seeing from Shedeur, right? He's farther down on our draft boards, and we're not believing in Shedeur to be a quarterback that's at the top of the draft. One, it gives you something to talk about, is what Chris Easterling would tell you. It's definitely something of interest to have a conversation on. But the other side of it is it just might be smoke. If I'm a team right now that loves Shedeur Sanders, and I have Shedeur Sanders higher on my board, and I'm the Raiders drafting at 6, or I'm the Giants drafting at 3, wouldn't be the best thing available be to just tell everybody that I don't have him high on the board in hopes that he would slip, in hopes that he would drop down, maybe become a second-round quarterback, or especially if I'm one of the teams not near the top there. If I'm the Pittsburgh Steelers, I'm telling everybody, oh, we don't have Shedeur considered as one of the top quarterbacks. Yeah, because I'd love to draft him in the middle of the draft, right? In the middle of the first round would be a great time for me to go get him. Why wouldn't I tell you that? I think that ultimately, as Mary Kay laid out yesterday and we had played the clip, you can't even trust, if you talk to a coach's mother, you wouldn't be able to trust his mother on what she says about the team because guys will lie to their own mothers. There's nothing that you can believe right now. And for that, I'm not willing to let a combine conversation at the beginning of March affect what I've already watched and what I've already seen, which is that I feel Shedeur Sanders and Cam Ward are comparable quarterbacks. They are very close to each other. I think that these two guys link up almost as a 1A, 1B. But ultimately, the entire reason I landed on Shedeur in the first place is because I think he's a better scheme fit for Kevin Stefanski's offense. And I think that a team looking to succeed and looking to win right now has to play with that idea. Has to go forward with the idea that this team needs a scheme fit and things have to fall in their direction. And they can't be willing to take the massive risk of Cam Ward having a terrible first year. Shedeur Sanders is the, and I say, quote unquote, safer pick of he's an accurate quarterback. He's going to make, you know, he threw 10 interceptions to Cam Ward 7, but his play style would indicate that he's going to make less mistakes on the field, that he is going to be calm under pressure. And with the Browns trying to figure out their offensive line, that might be something that's necessary. You might need a guy that's calm under pressure. So I think ultimately, if I watched the tape and I felt these guys were, you know, comparable quarterbacks, they were pretty close to each other, and I came out liking Shedeur more. Now, I'm not a draft analyst. I'm not somebody who gets paid to break down film and for that to be my job, but I've talked to people who do have that as their living, who tell me, yeah, quarterbacks are pretty close. You know, I might lean Cam Ward or I might lean Shedeur Sanders, but my rankings are pretty close, and it's not this gung-ho effect that it's now just all Cam Ward, no Shedeur. I think you just have to trust your gut down to the end of this thing. And if it comes out and Shedeur slips in the draft, okay. Even if Shedeur was to slip, again, I've heard enough people talk that have watched the film, and I've watched it. I still think he's a better scheme fit in Kevin Stefanski's offense. I still think right now, going into 2025, which should be the sole thought of the Browns, between Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. Now, I don't like that it's their sole thought. I would love if they were thinking 3 years into the future. But I'm understanding that their sole thought is that, yes, next year is truly what matters. I get it. I get it, and I think Shedeur Sanders is the guy who gives you the best chance to win in 2025 in this draft. He's the one that most likely puts you in a winning scenario with a winning spot. So, no, Shedeur Sanders is going to stay as my number one quarterback, and I'm going to die on that hill because I truly believe it. I truly think that Shedeur is probably your better option for the Browns specifically. Cam Ward might end up being the better quarterback. The Browns don't need to play, as I've said before, try to out-quarterback Patrick Mahomes. It's not the game you want to go into. I want a scheme fit. I want things to revolve the way that Stefanski wants them to revolve, which is a quarterback that does what he needs them to do and the rest of his offense to hum as well. We're trying to find the happy place in that category. How do I get a quarterback that lets me win now? What veteran can I pair him with to hopefully find him to develop in the most efficient way possible, the quickest of versions of getting this guy to develop and be a starting caliber quarterback and be a good one at that? Okay, I'll go Shedeur Sanders, and I'll pair him with a quarterback who is also very competent, not turning over the football. Who that's going to be, I don't know. They'll find somebody. That's not my job. That's theirs. But I'm not moving off of Shedeur. I think you have to keep him at one. I've seen what I've seen. I'm cool with it. I don't want to move off of it. So we're just going to stand pat. So for me, Shedeur Sanders is going to remain at number one. There's not going to be a shakeup at the top of the quarterback big board. Cam Ward will remain number three, and I hold firm. As long as you like one of the guys, go get one of the guys. If it ends up being Cam Ward, and that's the guy you really like better, fine by me. Just make sure you draft him. All right, coming up in about 5 minutes, as we always do, it'll be Get a Grip right here on Overtime with guys till 11 on 92.3 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.